The defining characteristic of mental experience is the lack of a physical sense organ. By mental experience, which is effectively a sixth faculty in addition to the five senses, Buddhist theory of mind does not mean anything cryptic or mysterious. Rather, if one is looking at a beautiful flower, the immediate perception of the flower with all its richness, color, and shape belongs to visual experience. If one continues to look, there arise repeated successions of the same visual perception. However, the moment thought occurs while one is looking at the flower, for instance, in focusing on a particular aspect or quality, such as the depth of color or the turn of a petal, one has engaged mental consciousness. Mental consciousness includes the entire gamut of what we call thought processes, including memory, recognition, discrimination, intention, will, conceptual and abstract thinking, and dreams. Sensory experience is immediate and all-enveloping. We smell the rose, we see the color, we feel the prick of the thorn without any conscious thought entering into the experience. Thought, by contrast, operates selectively, sometimes even seemingly arbitrarily, by homing in on a specific aspect or characteristic of a given phenomenon. While studying the rose, you may find unbidden thoughts entering your mind. The smell is vaguely citrus and refreshing, the color a soothing pale pink, the thorn sharp and to be avoided. In addition, conceptual cognition relates to objects through a medium such as language or concepts. When we see a beautifully colored flower, like the red rhododendrons that cover the hills around Dharamsala this spring, the experience is a rich but undifferentiated one. But when thoughts arise about the characteristics of the flower, such as it is fragrant or its petals are large, then the experience is much narrower but more focused. An excellent analogy often given to young students is holding up a cup of tea. Sensory experience is like touching the cup with one's bare hands, while thought is like touching the cup with one's hands covered by a cloth. The qualitative difference between these two experiences is stark. The cloth is a metaphor for the concepts and the language which come between observer and object when thought operates. There is an extensive philosophical analysis of the role of language in relation to thought in Buddhist epistemology, which developed many of its standpoints within the wider context of philosophical engagement with various non-Buddhist schools of thought. Two of the most influential Buddhist figures were the Indian logicians Dignaga and Dharmakirti, in the 5th and 7th centuries. During my training in logic and epistemology, I had to memorize crucial sections of Dharmakirti's famous work, The Exposition of Valid Cognition, Pramanavartika, a philosophical treatise composed in verse and noted for its dense literary style. I gather that Western philosophy has been much concerned with the relationship between language and thought, and with the fundamental question of whether thought is entirely contingent on language. Buddhist thinkers, while acknowledging the intimate connection between the two in human beings, accept in principle the possibility of non-linguistic thought. For instance, animals are believed to have thoughts mediated by concepts, however rudimentary, but not by language in the sense that we understand it. I was intrigued when I came to discover that in modern Western psychology there is no developed notion of a non-sensory mental faculty. I gather that for many people the expression sixth sense connotes some kind of paranormal psychic ability, but for Buddhists it refers to the mental realm, including thoughts, emotions, intentions, and conceptions. There are in Western thought notions like the soul among theists or ego for psychoanalysts, which fills some of the gap, but what seems to be missing is the recognition of a specific faculty that apprehends mental phenomena. Such phenomena include a wide array of cognitive experiences, such as memory and recollection, which are, from the Buddhist point of view, qualitatively different from sensory experience.